neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The Hag that we're celebrating. So the connection between, one of the connections between Parashat Vayeshev and Hanukkah is, what's the connection? Or what's the code that relates to Hanukkah?
You sat at the bottom of the dungeon all the way to the top in overnight.
Oh. Well, overnight it took 13 years. Right. Right, that's
from
good.
From prison to the arrow, it didn't take much longer.
Right, but he went through the process. But like a closer hint from the parasha. So the story of Yehuda and Tamar. So now we see Yehuda runs into a lady, and then as it was designated from Shomayim, this brought that's the only way he could lead to. I mean, he was forced to go that route. So now here we see the Tamar is asking Yehuda about a collateral. Remember what she asked from him?
The ring and the abo and the
asol.
Very nice, very nice. So it says, Chotamecha uftilecha umatecha. What is uftilecha means? Hazagavaro. Petilot, right, petilot. Petilot means wick, yeah. So this is one of the connections that it relates the Parashat Vayeshev and Hanukkah. Because the same way that Tamar asked Yehuda for the, actually it's a rap, but the term that is used is the same term that we use for petile, for the wick. It's connected to Hanukkah. So what's the connection here? So now, you see Tamar went through lots of hardship. So now, so she should have just give up. Like after first, second, and now the third one, nothing's happening. But did she give up?
No.
No, she didn't give up. So if she would have give up, then would we have Peres and Zarah?
No.
So what did Peres and Zarah brought for Am Yisrael? Mashiach Tzidkenu. So if she would hold back and say, you know, enough, you know, I'm tired, you know, it's not working out, they're ignoring me, so what's the use? But here we see she didn't give up. She went on. And then that's what exactly we see, how the foundation of Mashiach came about. So exactly we see Hashmonaim. Who would imagine that 13 people would go against millions of soldiers? But they said, you know, that's what we need to do. And then they went ahead. But if they would hold back, would you be eating sufganiyot today? Mm. No. So who should you thank? Hashmonaim. Hashmonaim, that, you know, they went ahead and they brought such a nisachon, such a victory for Am Yisrael. And that's what exactly we see, the connection between Tamar, Alayhi Shalom, that we see such a beautiful quote, that it says, Uftilecha, that relates to Hanukkah. Hashem Zakeno.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.